Delighted to welcome back Dara O'Leary. Dara, good afternoon to you.
Yeah. Hi, Joe. Good afternoon. Pleasure to be back and thank you very much for having me.
No problem at all. So the last time we were talking to you, we were talking about your documentary that you were involved in, you were making, and it's all to do with the coastal erosion up around Port Ran. So how have things gone since then? Has the council or anybody been out there trying to remedy the situation? And how has your documentary come along?
Yeah, so since we last spoke, I've now filmed my documentary.
Brilliant.
So I've been able to get all my interviewees, film them. And yeah, really enjoyed it as well. The weather was good because that was a kind of a fear when we were filming that. During that weekend, there's supposed to be kind of an Arctic breeze of some sort to come.
Right.
But luckily, didn't. Actually, the weather was very nice. It was very sunny. And yeah, we got all of my interviewees. So we have our list. I won't list their names. You know, I'll keep it kind of mysterious. My interviewees will be a local historian to begin with the history of Port Ran. Then I'll be talking to a long-time resident of Port Ran. Then I'll be talking to residents in Port Ran that are currently feeling the effects of coastal erosion.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will be talking to a lecturer at the School of History and Geography at DCU to explain the science behind coastal erosion.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll be talking to a former TD and senator who's also a long-time resident of Port Ran. And then I'll be talking to a Fingal County councillor who's also grew up in the area of Port Ran as well.
Right, so that's a full programme there. Just as a matter of interest, how long has it taken you to put this documentary together?
I'm pretty much finished the editing phase. I just need to complete, tweak a few things.
Yeah.
But I say I started around, I'd say maybe 8-9 days ago is when I started post-production.
Yeah, but
the
actual filming itself.
Yeah, the filming itself took 2 days of filming. So
yeah.
There's one that they were both in the early days of April, and yeah, we took one day of April to film one half, and then we took another day, a few days afterwards, to film the other half of the documentary.
Yeah. So apart from yourself, you've got, are you filming and recording sound yourself, doing the whole lot, or is there someone else there helping you along the line?
Yeah, so with the filming, I had Mark Murphy. He was my cameraman.
Good.
Throughout the documentary. And then I've been doing the post-production. So it's my first time kind of doing post production of something to this scale, to this magnitude. I've done kind of a few very short videos before, but this was quite an interesting experience. I did enjoy doing this.
Yeah.
It is something it's good to just have experience to do something like this.
Yeah. Yeah. Am I right in thinking that you were studying, or you're studying in Ballyfermot College? Media College, am I right in thinking that?
Yeah, so yeah, I'm studying Media Production Management in Ballyfermot College of Further Education.
Yeah.
And this documentary as well, this my submission for my media project. Every student has to do a media project.
Right.
And this is my submission. So that's due in a few days' time. And yeah, I'll have it done by then. That's the dream anyway. Hopefully
yeah.
I'll have it done by then.
Right. So you got a lot of encouragement and from the college itself and help, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I was in the supervisor. He was very, very helpful as well, very inspiring, kind of motivating me, helping me as well along the way of making this documentary. And yeah, Ballyfermot College of Further Education, yeah, they've been very supportive. And I really appreciate their support as well. And I want to thank them very much as well.
Brilliant, brilliant. So, when will you'll present your piece to the college, and what happens after that when you present that to them? You'll be judged, obviously, on it for marks or something like that.
Yeah, so I think my my supervisor, yeah, he will correct it. I'm not entirely too sure when the results will come out, but I think it'll be sometime during the summer. So once I submit it in the next few days, they'll look at it, they'll judge it, and hopefully it's a nice result. That's what I'm hoping for.
That's
anyway.
What you're hoping. Well, you've put a lot of work into it, so you know it's. How will people see this? The general public, how will they see this?
Yeah. So the date is the 21st of Friday. That's the date I'm going to release it to the public, and it will be posted on my social media accounts.
Yeah.
Such as Twitter and Instagram. So my Instagram. Username is Dazzy Dazzler. It's quite a long username. But
say that again, Dazzy Dazzler.
Dazzy Dazzler. So it's D A O Z Y _ D A Z Z L E L E O.
Okay.
Dazzy Dazzler.
Very
and then,
good.
Doth Dara is my Twitter. So that's D A O T H D A O A.
Yeah. And you said there the 21st, which is what month is that?
That's the 21st of May, so next week.
Next Friday. Oh, thank you. Thanks very much. Okay, so on the 21st, next Friday. So you will have it there for people to see. Now, the fact that the documentary you're making is about Port Ran, which is covered by Fingal County Council, have they helped you in any way, or... Will you be interested in letting them view it and maybe releasing it on a video of some description, or what happens?
Yeah, with Fingal County Council, I have a councillor from Fingal County Council,
yeah.
So he was able to represent them. I want to say thank you very much to him as well. So yeah, and I know their proposals, along with RPS, the consultants who have been working with them regarding the coastal erosion in Port Ran, I know they've set a proposal of the installation of sea groins on the beach. So yeah, that's the plan, anyway, to try to reduce the erosion that's happening on Port Ran Beach.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I understand that. Just going back to people viewing the film itself, I know that here we have Near TV, and they themselves make documentaries and films, and they go out on the Dublin channel, I think it's 999 or something like that. It's the Virgin cable, and it goes out on the Dublin channel. Is that something that you'd like? You'd be interested in having your documentary go out on?
Yeah, and they just say with Near FM and Near TV, I want to say thank you very much for helping me along the way during the making of this project. And yeah, I know they'll be releasing it on their social media.
Brilliant.
Platforms as well.
Yeah.
And definitely, I'd love to get kind of as much publicity as possible with this documentary. It's the first time I've ever done something to this scale, and I'd love just be like lots of people to see it, and I hope that they enjoy it. And yeah, hopefully, you know, this leads to good things to come in the future. Hopefully, the start of a career of some sort.
Lovely. Of course, you're saying there that you hope they enjoy it. But you also hope that they'll take note of what's actually happening in the Port Ran area with this coastal erosion, because, like, it is a serious thing. At the same time, as the last time you were speaking to us on some of the research papers that you sent in, it was really. Something I don't know whether it was, I wouldn't say it was odd, but it was unbelievable to see somebody's house literally dangling over the side of a sand cliff. And I would imagine that with that house is gone, there's no way that house would be saved, but in at some stage that's just going to fall into the water. And there's a very serious point to what you're doing here as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Like the situation is very is very precarious as well for the residents of Portland living mm-hmm. along the coastline. And that we all hope as well with the installation of sea groins that happens. I know it has to be given, the proposal has to be sent to on board Planala, and so they have to approve it. So he is hoping that they do approve it, and then we'll be able, the Portland residents will be able to kind of not ease, but kind of be a lot more, I don't know, kind of what the word, you know, be a lot more relaxed anyway in terms of the erosion.
Yeah, yeah, understand that. What happens to you after all this is, after you've done all this? What's your next project? Anything in line?
It's a good question. I'm not too sure. I think the first thing I'm going to do, because, as I said, I was studying in Ballyfermot for College of Further Education, so I've been studying there for the past 7-8 months.
Yeah.
So I guess I might, once I submit this and once I release this documentary to the public, I think I'll go on a nice walk. I haven't been able to go on a nice walk for the past couple of weeks, so
right.
Do that. Regarding projects, I'm really not too sure. I might start brainstorming maybe during the summer when I have time, thinking of what I could potentially do in the future. But a nice walk,
I think, yeah,
is what I'm going to do to celebrate.
Well, as I said to you the last time I was speaking to you, that's a lovely walk between Portrane back into Donabate, the cliff walk there. It really is. It's a beautiful scenery. I mean, the scenery is beautiful. And on a lovely day, you know, it was nice when I was coming in this morning. I'm not sure what it's like out there now. But on a beautiful day out there, walking along that cliff front, you could be anywhere in the world looking out over Dublin Bay, down as far as Wicklow Head and over to Ireland's Eye and Lamb Bay Island. So it is a beautiful part of the country. What age are you, if you don't mind me asking you?
I'm 21.
21, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The big age, you know. 21 a few months ago, back in January. So
lovely.
Yeah, kind.
Yeah. So I think that your ambition is to perhaps continue your trade, if you want to call it that way, or your career, perhaps in film documentaries. Yeah.
Yeah, the kind of, this is the past, I think particularly when I was making this documentary and when it's released, it might, kind of set me on a career of film making, documentary making.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the dream was always to be a TV presenter. That's been the dream for the past, for the past while.
Yeah.
But, of course, I mean, my career path could change and, you know, it could slightly alter. And, I would say, like, I enjoyed making this documentary. I had a great time making it. I didn't realize it'd be so time consuming, but it was really fun to put together, put all the voiceovers together, just putting all the pieces together to make to make a documentary film.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I think that what you're doing, making your documentaries, is probably much better than your dream of TV presenter. Now, I just think that you probably have a lot more to offer in the documentary part. You know what I mean? Not putting down TV presenters or anything like that, but you're actually out in the field. Do you know what I mean? Doing the stuff, and that's my view anyway. Could be wrong, but I've no doubt that somewhere along the line we'll probably see, or we'll more than likely see, your name come up on maybe Sky documentaries or National Geographical, something like that, or maybe even RTE or TV3. I don't think it's Virgin Media now. But it seems to be all looking good for you anyway.
Thank you very much. And regarding where my name will be in the future, I mean, hopefully to be on TV in the creative media industry in some sort, in some aspect anyway.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you know, maybe get a nice Oscar or a Golden Globe in the future. We'll see. That's
you're
the
thinking
dream,
big.
Anyway.
I like that. You're like that. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, there's no point in thinking small because it gets you nowhere. You know, kick every door down, and if they say no, just keep coming back all the time. You know,
Of course. Yeah, absolutely.
That's what they say you do. Right. So, 21st Friday, 21st of May this month, Friday, we will be able to see your documentary, and just give us again the link to where people will be able to. To view the documentary, if you don't mind.
Yeah, so my social media platforms, so it'll be on Twitter. That username is Darth Dara. That's DarthDaora. And then my Instagram is Darzy Dazzler. So that's DarzY_DazzLeor. And Near FM and Near TV will be publishing it, sharing it on their social media platforms as well.
Brilliant. Okay, Dara, it's been a pleasure talking to you. This is the second time I've spoken to you, so I admire what you're doing, and I hope everything goes exactly the way that you plan it. And whatever about seeing your name on the Sky documentaries, I hope we do see you getting some award or Grammy for your work. How about that then?
That'll do, absolutely.
That'll do.
I want to say, yeah, thank you very much, Joe, for having me. I really appreciate it. And I look forward to sharing the documentary with all of you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Dara. Take care of yourself.
Thank you. You too, Joe. Take care.
Bye-bye.